Time now to take a look at the international newspapers and how they are reporting our top stories. Elitza Gadava joins us for that. Elitza, the news of this US strike on Iranian facilities, naturally enough, taking over many a front page.
That's right, Eve. Let's start by taking a look at some front pages to get the bigger picture. We have here a Spanish daily, Vanguardia, that writes, Trump goes to war. British Financial Times also headlines on that story saying Trump declares victory with massive airstrikes. The paper then quotes Trump, who says that the United States is not at war with Iran, but with its nuclear program. Then French conservative La Croix with a front page here that says the gamble of the bombs. The paper says that the attack marks a new phase in the ongoing conflict.
Okay, and that's maybe the most opinionated front page so far. What were the others like?
Yes, there are some quite opinionated ones, as you can imagine. For example, right-wing Jerusalem Post here that says that history remembers those who stand tall. Of course, it's talking about the United States and Israel, who stand, quote, shoulder to shoulder in defense of the free world. And then we have quite of an opposing front page from French left-wing L'Humanité that says that shows an apocalyptic photograph after the bombs. And it says, peace according to Trump. The paper says that the latest actions are plunging the Middle East into chaos.
Well, they say a picture says a thousand words. That picture and headline certainly speaks volumes. Now, when it comes to opinion pieces, Elitza, I imagine Trump's decision to get the US involved has divided people.
Absolutely. Let's start with this editorial by the British Daily Guardian that says that Trump's bombing is an illegal and reckless act, and that the world is likely going to pay a steep price, according to the British Daily. The paper says that Trump's move is handy for leaders like Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, who might do similar move. And although an immediate crisis in the Middle East can be contained for the moment, the paper says that the cost of his reckless act may not be fully felt and understood for decades. We have then Belgian left-wing Le Soir that writes, here lies the international order exploded by the law of the strongest. It says that Trump's move has blown up order based on law and diplomacy, and it isn't clear at all what's next. And then Politico with an editorial piece that says that the strikes are showing us what kind of President Trump actually is. The paper says that it's really hard to define Trump's foreign policy because his moves have been so contradictory. But his latest decision shows that he's in a phase where he's willing to take enormous risks with little concerns about the blowback.
So any analysts defending the decision?
There actually are quite a few. An opinion piece here in the New York Times is headlined Trump's courageous and correct decision. The article says that many American presidents have promised that they will stop Iran's nuclear program, but Donald Trump was the only one who, quote, demonstrated that those pledges were not hollow. And the columnist writes that it's a courageous and correct decision that deserves respect, no matter how we feel about President Trump. And a very similar editorial here by the Wall Street Journal that says Trump meets the moment on Iran. Trump's actions spared the world from an intolerable risk, according to this piece. And the Wall Street Journal also says that this creates an opportunity for a more peaceful Middle East.
And how about the Iranian papers, Elitza, when it comes to that top story?
Yeah. As you can imagine, it's all over Iranian papers. Here we have state-controlled Tehran Times that says that you will pay. This is what Iran vowed after the U.S. Strikes. According to the paper, understanding that Trump is wrong about his attack attack's effectiveness isn't difficult. Then state-controlled English Press TV, Iranian English language Press TV, says is quoting Iran's foreign minister, who says that the U.S. attacks mark an unprecedented collapse in international relations. And the paper warns that this could have disastrous effects. And finally, opposition Iranian paper Iran Wire talks about a division that's forming in Iran. On one hand, we have hardline Iranian officials who are calling for retaliation against the U.S. And on the other hand, there are many citizens who blame their own government and its nuclear ambitions for bringing the war to Iran.
Okay, a lot of analysis, a lot of opinion pieces there on that war in Iran. And you've also picked up on a few cartoons also giving their view on it all.
Yes, absolutely. Illustrators have been quite active. Let's take this first one by Indian illustrator Vinod Tripathi. We see Donald Trump riding a nuclear bomb towards a Nobel Peace Prize. Then a similar cartoon here, the tone is very similar, by Syrian Fad Bahadi. Trump says, it says, Trump, the man of peace, but at the same time, we see a very looking Donald Trump and a gun-shaped hair. And finally, a last one, Donald Trump, who is about to light up a bomb in the shape of World War III Eve.
Indeed, worrying images there. Let's take it up. Thanks a lot for that look at the international papers. Time for us now to take a short break. Back in just a few minutes. See you then.